Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two here on what JP has decided we're going to call T-Bone Thursday.
But, and the ruffians.
And the ruffians are agreeing. All you Right Side ruffians out there. All right, hey, listen, I'm going to bring in an apparent Right Side ruffian from another state. So I've been talking the last little while about what's happening in Maine. And you may recall that the governor, Janet Mills, was called out by President Trump in a confab they had in D.C. because her state, the governor's state, Maine, is still pushing forward with the idea of transgenders in sports, totally violating what we know to be the law of Title IX, which has been in existence since 1972. That being said, the whole situation is blowing up because in the Maine House of Representatives, and y'all know I served in the Alabama State Senate, I get the whole processes of what has to be. There's rules, there's decorum, and then there's just jackassery. And what we're watching right now is some jackassery by the Democrat leadership of the Maine House of Representatives, who censured State Representative Laurel Libby for daring to call out transgenders competing against girls in sports. Let me quit talking. I want to welcome her to the show. She has a BS from Roberts Wesleyan University, a nursing degree. She's also a female athlete herself. I believe she ran cross country. She's a small business owner, has a design company, and she and her husband have five children, and she's a state representative from Maine. Laurel Libby, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Are you tired? Have you been making all the rounds?
I am certainly tired, but pleased to be able to continue to speak up for Maine girls.
Well, thank you for doing it. I don't know if you've seen it or not on social media. I said this morning that Laurel Libby's fight is our fight. I mean, this is you're fighting a good cause, but you're doing something that has ramifications that are bigger than your particular moment, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this fight is going on in multiple states, and I think we've seen that highlighted as this has unfolded. And one thing that I'm sure is not unique to Maine is that there's been kind of a denial on the left that this is happening and that girls are being displaced. But I don't think that can be denied anymore after all that's unfolded in the last couple weeks.
No, I don't think so, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing this and taking the heat. But let me back up and set the stage for this. You're being censured by the House, and by the way, it appeared that Republicans largely got your back. It was a 75-70 vote. I'm not aware of any Republicans voted against you. Did any Republicans vote against you on that censorship?
No, they did not. It was a party line vote. Republicans voted against it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That being said, you're being basically slammed because you merely posted something on your Facebook page. And am I not mistaken in saying this was a public event in which the kid who got the medal, the transgender boy, was standing on the dais having his picture made because he won an award. And then all
correct.
You did was post the picture and say, this is wrong. Am I correct?
Yeah, I actually didn't say this is wrong. I simply posted the facts that he had participated the year before as a boy and won fifth place at a regional meet, and then that he had participated this year as a girl and won the state championship.
This is just so messed up. How did it come to the attention? Did a member of the body complain about you? Did someone file an ethics violation complaint against you? How did it get to the attention of the Speaker of the House?
It got to the attention of the Speaker of the House pretty quickly. It certainly did go viral, and so I don't think he could have missed it. And so on Tuesday, the day after I made the post, I got a call from the Speaker. Well, first an email, to which I did not respond because the request was take down the post. And so he called me and requested that I take down the post. I asked him while I had him on the phone, if I were to take down the post, was he going to help me ensure that biological males could not play in female sports in Maine? And strangely, I couldn't get a commitment on that. So we agreed to disagree, and I left my post up.
Well, good for you. This is a freedom of speech issue, in my opinion. I'm an attorney, and this is a freedom of speech issue. This is absolutely a constitutional issue. But one of the things that really galls me in all this, too, is Part of the censorship is not just that you've been called out and reprimanded and made to stand in front of the dais and have him look down on you from the dais and while he read out the grievances against you, but they've also said you're not even allowed to speak or vote. How can they deny an elected official the right to speak or vote on the House floor?
Well, that is an excellent question, and that is a question that I'm looking forward to digging further into, because I don't believe that Speaker Vecto actually has the right, according to the Maine Constitution, to do that. And so I am looking into options for a remedy for this situation, because in the meantime, my constituents are left without a voice.
That's
and
right.
a vote, by a simple majority vote.
That's part of what I don't know if you have any plans for litigation on this. And in fact, you're welcome to tell me if you do. But I would see that as absolutely being a part of the litigation, is that they're not only denying your voice, they're denying the voice of the thousands of people who voted to put you in place to speak for them.
Exactly. You know, it's all the same thing though. You know, it's silencing not just my voice, but the voice of Maine girls. And that's what this extreme agenda is trying to do, is silence Maine girls and to push them aside, push them out of the way, which is extraordinary considering the strides that women have made in, the last decades and 100 years. Suddenly, everything's being flipped on its head, and women have to step aside for men.
Yeah, and that makes no sense. The entire premise of Title IX was to level the playing field. No pun intended, but literally it was designed to level the playing field in the arena of education, which includes sports, and to ensure that there is nobody that is left with an inability to compete or to have an education or to provide resources for them. I mean, Title IX's been the law of the land since the 70s, and here we are. Well, So let me ask you this. I saw that Attorney General Pam Bondi has put 3 states on notice, one of which is Maine, that they risk federal funds and they also risk potential litigation if they don't resolve these policies that you're standing up against. Is there any movement towards this going away? Are they going to change the policy?
Absolutely not. Governor Mills and the legislative Democrats are 100% dug in, bizarrely, with the 20% of folks who believe that biological males should be participating in girl sports. So they're not going to back down. They've put themselves, kind of pigeonholed themselves at this point, and it would be too embarrassing, frankly. But also, they believe this ideology. So they're true believers, and they're dug in. I believe it will take action on the part of the Trump administration to make change in Maine and ensure that girls have a fair and level playing field in our state. Unfortunately, you know, it's bad for Maine in the short run and the long run, because Governor Mills intends to spend our tax dollars to fight for this policy that Mainers don't want and that is going to prevent Maine from receiving critical education funds.
Well, I can't help but think that the tide of public sentiment is actually against them. I mean, I realize they're the ones who have been elected to the positions they're in, and they have the majority at the moment, although it's not that big of a majority. But am I correct? Did I see a video? Was Governor Mills dancing at a drag show where kids were present not long ago? Was that real?
The video is real. I don't know who was present or not present, but the video is definitely real. And, you know, I have to say right there, Maine is getting known for all the wrong reasons these past couple of weeks. It's really unfortunate. I do want to highlight, it is a wonderful state with lovely people and amazing scenery. And everyone should come visit in September. It's the best month. But getting known for, you know, whether it's Governor Mills' outburst or dancing or the fact that the liberal left are pushing for these extreme policies, it's not what we want to leave as an impression of our state.
No, you're totally right. And I've not had a chance to visit Maine myself, although it's been on my punch list. But I used to live in California, and I can tell you, I know for a fact that all of California is not San Francisco, and I know that literally all of Maine is not what's happening in the capital in Augusta. So, I get that, and I appreciate it. Listen, we got to take a quick break right now. If you don't mind, can you hold on during the break? We'll come back and we'll wrap this up. And I certainly appreciate your time. I know you got another studio you're trying to get to, but we'll wrap this up in just a minute. Is that okay?
You bet.
All right. We're with Maine State Representative Laurel Libby, who has made national waves by taking a localized stand against something that is wrong on a grand scale. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going back to the phones right now with a state representative from the state of Maine, Laurel Libby, who has been basically standing up for, you know, standing up for common sense if you get down to it, but also standing up for women, for the girls of Maine, and really, I'd say for people outside the state of Maine by taking the stand. She has been now censured in front of the body of the state house and told she cannot even vote or speak on the house floor until such time as she's willing to make a public apology. There are layers of jackassery going on here, but Laurel Libby's on the phone right now. Representative Libby, I want to ask you, now, you've been in the mix. I mean, you and I were both Club for Growth fellows, which means that I know that you've got really solid conservative bones. You've been in the mix on things like you were in a lawsuit a few years ago for fighting for basically freedom of speech. You were one of those who lost your committee assignments because you dared to not wear a mask during these draconian COVID restrictions we had, and now you got this going on. Do you just like a fight?
Sometimes the fight finds you.
Well, I ask that, you know, tongue in cheek, but let me ask you this. With the last couple of minutes we got together, I tell my audience all the time that getting in the mix is sometimes what we have to do when it's things that are bigger than us and it's important. And I wonder if you got a message in that vein that you could say to people down here in the Southeast.
Yeah, you know, This is a fight that's much bigger than me, and it's great that it is garnering the national attention that it is, because it needs to be addressed and stamped out anywhere that it exists. Biological males do not belong in female sports, and that ideology that is replacing women and diminishing their accomplishments and pushing them out, and then also telling them that they can't even be upset about it or they're a terrible human being, that just is unacceptable. And we cannot allow the next generation to grow up thinking that's truth. So it's incredibly important that we all speak up for girls and for truth.
Well, absolutely. And then, you know, and I know you're also a mom. You've got, if I saw it right, you have 5 kids. I mean, I'm sure they're watching mom right now, and there's a life lesson in this.
Yeah, absolutely. They've learned a lot in the last 5 years or so. And the things that come out of their mouths sometimes surprise me. My second youngest gave me a lecture on inflation recently while playing Monopoly, I believe.
Raising them right. Well, listen, I got to ask you, too. Sometimes the pushback gets a little crazy. Have you had any concerns about your safety or people making threats that you've had to deal with? Because I know I did when I was in the Senate.
Yeah, you know, we're certainly monitoring and making sure everybody's safe and taking whatever precautions are necessary.
Well, and I appreciate that. You don't have to give details, but just know this, that we're praying for you down here. And I said it earlier in the show, and I meant it when I said it, that I think your fight is really our fight. And I hope that sometime soon we're going to wind up seeing the state of Maine come back around, because the girls in Maine, you were an athlete yourself. Didn't you run cross country? Is that what I saw?
I did. I will say this. I ran for the fun of it, not because I was an incredible runner, but it certainly was a wonderful experience.
Well, nonetheless, you know what it means to compete. And
absolutely.
And young ladies deserve the same opportunity to compete without the concerns of having state records set and wrongfully set by people that aren't really supposed to be there.
Absolutely. You know, this is... the long and short it's not fair for biological males to participate in girls' sports. And I think that over the last 10 days, we've seen that Americans are pretty much in solid consensus about that, and that applies to Mainers as well.
Well, it does. And listen, I know that in the past that you've been unafraid to partner with some of the conservative special interest law firms who do good things on behalf of conservative policy. Do you anticipate there being any legal action here that you're going to be a part of?
Well, you know, I think given the political dynamic in Maine, I think there are multiple issues going on currently in our state that need legal remedy. And I'm certainly exploring all options to ensure that my constituents' voices can still be heard in the state house.
Well, one of my listeners has already texted in and said you should run for governor, so there's that. How about that?
Thank you.
Well, listen, Laurel Libby, representative from the great state of Maine, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being in the fight. Thank you for being what down here we call a right side ruffian. And we want to stay posted on this, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me
on. All right.
Today.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think she's had a full day. I mean, she's been making the rounds. And the fact that we had a mutual connection is what was able to get her on the air here today. But I hope y'all benefited from that. Listen, that's somebody I'm just, when I was in the state Senate, I saw members of the body that would be actually charged with crimes. I mean, I know for a fact I can think of a DUI, I can think of a domestic case, I can think of things that happened, and there were actual criminal charges being pressed. And they still didn't lose their right to speak or vote until such time as there was a conviction and they could be removed. We're talking about somebody who had a Facebook post. That's called the First Amendment. But it's a Facebook post, and by the way, the lie that they're portraying here is that this Facebook post was taking advantage of minors by posting a minor's picture. Shut up. It was a public event where the where the boy was standing there to get his picture taken because he was so proud of setting a girl state record as a boy. And you can't post that on Facebook? I guarantee if she had posted on Facebook and congratulated him, she wouldn't be in this position right now. But she is, and she's doing it for more than just Maine. She's doing it for the United States of America. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.